Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 253. Whatever is your quote unquote thing, be bold enough to play it all the way through for you. Whatever is your thing. Be bold enough to play it all the way through. Now, I was reading a really interesting quote, which I put on my Instagram stories, and it came from Anu Atluru. Hopefully I'm saying her last name correctly, but she said, "Outliers are people who made their contradictions work for them." Outliers are people who made their contradictions work for them. Why I like this and why I came up with this title is whatever is your thing, be bold enough to play it all the way through for you, is because the things that may seem like contradictions in our life, and I'll give you some examples, might actually be the things that are telling us or giving us direction and telling us what we need to be focusing on or what we should be doing with our lives. And for example, let me use me as an example, and I've spoken about some of these things before on this podcast, but as a child, it was noted by a lot of my teachers that I talked too much, and not to boast or anything, but too much rambling, just too much because I think I was just a communicator. I liked to talk. I whether it was with my classmates or even with the teachers, etc. Right. So I'd ask questions and whatnot, but I talked too much. And then also my voice carried. It wasn't that it was so deep, even though it is, but it was that it carried. And meaning like, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, that I was the one who always got in trouble in the class for talking, even when I wasn't talking. Like, it would happen because the teachers just get so used to being like, "Matt, you know, stop talking." And I'd be like, "What are you talking about? I didn't even say anything this time." And even my classmates would be like, "He wasn't even talking." So, you know, and then also like my writing at times was fairly shitty, you know, not the context, the way it was written, like grammatically, right? Because it was not grammatically correct according to the education system. But luckily, I had teachers who recognized that my context was there and that what I was trying to write was trying to get through. And so they allowed me the opportunity to keep writing more, right? Or make it better. So far, talking too much, voice that carries, writing isn't, you know, grammatically correct. See all these, like, so they're different than the way society runs, and yet they would inevitably become a big part of my future. Communication is my thing. Oh, okay. Well, that means podcasting, writing, right? Video, photography, all the things, right? Everything. Blogging, newsletter, books, journals, apparel, right? Whatever is your thing, be bold enough to play it all the way through. What am I saying when I say all the way through? Meaning all the things you don't even know yet that your thing or things are going to take you through. Another thing, you know, some other examples. I believe in being relational over transactional in business and life. I get that. I think maybe this is also just sometimes a product of the West and Western business versus when I studied business overseas in other places. But I just always believed in general that things should be relational. Who are you dealing with? Do you like their character? How do they move? And the funny thing is that wasn't necessarily taught in school, and people were like, relationships and relational. Like, no, you know, you need to know the bottom line right away. I'm like, you do need to know the bottom line, but you do want to make sure that the person you're dealing with is going to follow through and be reliable when it comes to the bottom line. Otherwise, you may end up having more problems than not. We see this just even in people's personal lives, right? So I always believed if you had a relational existence with somebody over a transactional one, you'd have a better understanding of who they were and how you would work together. I actually thought that was common sense. Apparently, like, a lot of business people didn't. And again, I get it. Like, you do need to know what the finish line looks like or what a bottom line is for being able to execute the initiative. But you should definitely trust the people you're doing it with, or you are not going to see the kind of results I think that you're hoping for. Right? Well, that eventually became, you know, a contradiction that works for me. You know, I only collaborate with people that really make sense to me, and they trust me infinitely too. And so even when I get, whether they're private clients or brand or people partnerships or whatever they might be, they trust me because they're like, he's going to follow through. He's reliable. He's consistent. Like, and vice versa. Like, I trust their products or their services or the things that they're doing. I get where it's coming from. I know who they are. You know, I never fit in, nor did I want to. I didn't do the conventional jobs or paths. I believe in creating your own path instead of subscribing to one deemed approved by society. So, you know, all these things were contradictions. Well, now you find them in my writing. You find them in my, you find that the, think about this. I'm turning 45. You go back 35 years, we didn't know that the internet was going to be around the way it was. I still yet, you know, was always having these contradictions and thinking differently as a very young kid. And you have to be willing to play this long game of all the things you don't know yet that will be revealed to you, so long as you're staying true to the deliverance of your authentic you, your personality, who you are, while evolving your character and your personal development, right? So whatever's your thing, be bold enough to play it all the way through for you. Outliers, the first one is, outliers are people who made their contradictions work for them, which came from Anu at Luru. I hope I have her last name spelled or is it pronounced correctly, but that was the first point I wanted to make. Outliers are people who made their contradictions work for them. So there's a lot of things that, well, I'll tell you, this is the second point I wanted to bring up. The things that feel like they're working against you might be the things working for you. And that's kind of the thing I want you to get out of the whole outliers one, which is the things that feel like they're working against you might be the things working for you. It's a very different perspective. A lot of these things are contrarian takes, opposite of what you might have actually thought of, because often it's so easy to take things literal and say, this is happening, therefore I am. No, this is happening, therefore maybe it's showing you something you need to see. But if we can simplify it a little bit, right? And so the things that are, you feel like are working against you, oh, well, you know, maybe you were told, like, you're a shitty writer. Like, you know, a lot of people, they didn't say I was a shitty writer, but they were like, oh, you know, your stuff is all over the place. It doesn't make any sense, you know. But luckily, again, like, I had a few teachers who were like, no, I see that you're trying to form some ideas here that I didn't, you know, I like where you're trying to get to. Keep going. But for the most part, people would be like, this stuff is completely, you know, not correct in how you're doing it, right? And that contradiction could look like, that thing could feel like it's working against me, but in essence it was a polishing stone for what I would go on to become as a writer and an author. So you got to really be careful at what you think is working against you, or is it working for you? Is it a polishing stone? Is it an experimentation, a testing ground for, is it a mastery, you know, for your work that is still yet to flourish and come out of you? There's a good chance that it really is. The things that feel like they're working against you might be the things working for you. You need a coach. Sometimes, when it's not an actual person, the coach are the things that feel like they're working against you, but instead they're offering you an opportunity to be like, well, you know what? What am I missing? Or, okay, how would I do this differently? And by the way, sometimes it can be very frustrating. Me with the writing when I was younger was very frustrating. Math was my thing. Math was so easy for me when I was younger. And writing, I just really, it was, the frustrating part was how many times I was told over and over and over again, like, here, you know, try it again, try it again, try it again. Now, it's hard when you're in that moment to not understand why that keeps happening. That pattern would later go on to produce my life. You don't always know. You just don't. And, you know, you can't be so hard on yourself. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, have grace in the moments you don't know yet what's to still come from it. But you can look at the constraint. You can look at the contradiction. You can look at the thing that feels like it's working against you and be like, how is this working for me? I think that's a pivotal question you want to ask yourself. How is this thing working for me? The third point I want to bring up is your thing, or things that make you you, the you know, all these, the quirks, the contradictions, the nuances, the personality, these gifts, these talents, all of these, like, quote unquote things, is what separates you from the world, but connects you to God. It connects you to your soul. It connects you to you, like, but it connects you to God. The thing is what separates you from the world versus trying to fit into it. In what world were we all trying to fit in? Now, I do believe in discipline and infrastructure and structure, of course. Like, but we all have these individual uniquenesses, and they don't have to, like I've mentioned this several times on the podcast, they don't have to play out in some grand, huge, huge ordeal of a business. They can be within somebody else's business. They can be within a certain sport. They can be in a certain hobby. But the point being is that this uniqueness is what separates you from the world to connect you further to God, to connect you further to who you really are. You need the things that separate you out. Everybody does, because that's how we can bring that uniqueness to the world and add more value and be of service, right? Your thing is what separates you from the world. When the rest of the world is busy trying to fit in and compartmentalize, like, oh, you're all these set of things. Great. I now can identify what it is you do. Now, yes, obviously you want to be able to talk about the things that you do in a manner that allows people, or talk or show the work, where people, in a manner that people, you know, are understanding of what it is that you're doing. But you won't always be understood. You won't. But that's the refinement of your craft, which we talked about in the loving of your craft, right? Your thing is what separates you from the world, but connects you to God. That is what makes you, you, one of one. And the final point I want to bring up, which is, we're all outliers when we operate from our authentic selves and our conditioned ones. We are all outliers, which this is all connected, right? Because I just said your thing is what separates you from the world. We're all outliers. Every one of us is. Whether you take that role on, and again, before I say take on that role, when I say we're all outliers, this kind of goes back to the whole unique thing, that if you are willing to take on the responsibility of understanding your path, again, this does not necessarily mean entrepreneurship. It just means that if you're willing to understand your path and you realize that, like, your uniqueness will probably have you, not probably, will have you deliver something different than others who are in that particular quote-unquote category or doing those things, you know, you're an outlier. We're all outliers. We all come with this unique set of talents and gifts. Now, how we apply them and how we cultivate them and how we become responsible for them is up to us. That's the free will. But God did provide, you know, and then there's just a matter of work, timing, patience, execution, right? Doing the thing, learning the thing, cultivating it. But we're all outliers when we operate from our authentic selves than our conditioned ones. Our authentic selves is much more ease when we accept our gifts and move in that path accordingly. Why I say than our conditioned ones is because, again, when we were much younger and probably throughout much of our lives, we're told that, oh, well, that thing doesn't make sense, so don't go do it. Or, well, no, like, there's no guarantee in that. There's no guarantee in anything, period. Like, so when people say, well, there's no guarantee in that path, like, first of all, you know, okay, so you want me to go become XYZ title? There's no guarantee there. Well, sure there is. There's stability. There's this. Like, you're using an external world metric to tell me that I will ultimately be guaranteed something over there. There is no guarantee. I could lose the job. I could end up not being as good as somebody who actually really should be doing that thing. You know, there's a lot of different, like, there's no guarantee. People, times change. Change is inevitable. We're witnessing people who used to have certain types of jobs, but now those jobs are going away. That's been happening, by the way, for hundreds of years, not just now because of technology. So, there are no guarantees. I can tell you, you have a lot better chances trusting yourself and God. That is a pretty good guarantee. Trusting God, I think, is the ultimate guarantee if you want one. And it's so interesting because our conditioned versions aren't taught how to trust God. Because honestly, that's a pretty big topic. That takes something, and that's an individual path for each of us. Right, but we're not cultivated from a very young age to automatically deepen our relationship with our intuition, our creativity, our talents, our gifts. I believe that that's changing. I'm watching a lot of people initiate that change, and I certainly want to be at the forefront of helping that change throughout the coming years and decades. But yeah, you know, we're all outliers when we operate from our authentic selves and our conditioned ones. Why? Because we learn to trust ourselves. We learn to have this relationship with ourselves. We learn to develop our character. We learn to develop our talents more into what they can become. And then some people will go like, oh, that could take a long time. Are you in a rush? And I get this, because I sometimes have felt like I was in a rush too. The only times that I felt the most like I was in a rush was when I just am so excited because of all the things that I want to do. And they're very clear. But ultimately, are you in a rush? Everything good takes time. And who you're becoming in the process, which is coming up on an episode, is also the, like, that's your life. There isn't this life that comes from the end results. Yes, the end results are a metric and an application to how we're probably living in a physical world. But how you will be living those comes from the character development in the process, right? Whatever is your thing or things, quote unquote, be bold enough to play it all the way through for you. Remember, one, allies are people who made their contradictions work for them, a quote by Anu at Luru. Two, the things that feel like they're working against you might be the things working for you. Three, your thing is what separates you from the world but connects you to God. And four, we're all outliers and we operate from our authentic selves than our conditioned ones. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Honestly, you guys, it's been such a beautiful journey so far. We're up to episode 253 already. Whatever is your thing, be bold enough to play it all the way through for you. Please check the show notes for all the applicable links, please, including the apparel launch, by the way, including the apparel launch. It's official. I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more here on its own episode here shortly. But thank you guys for tuning in. Always, please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. Please, for my birthday, pick something out in that Niches You shop that resonates with you at the apparel link that resonates with you. Wear it proudly. Wear it for you. Allow the energy of what that represents for you and only you as your unique soul. And then also, you know, tag me on social, like, let me know about, like, you know, what you know, when you're rocking it. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for tuning into every single episode as always. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.